Ziegler. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance. Hello there and welcome to the weekly Ziegler podcast. My name is Blake Lindsay. As always, I have some inspiring messages from the world's most beloved motivator, Zig Ziglar. I hope you've had a good day, a good week, and that they are adding up to a good year. It is certainly my desire in your busy life that I can provide you a little encouragement and hope, and that Mr. Ziglar and I can make your life better than good. Let's get started with an encouraging word from Zig Ziglar. Have you ever started a project, worked on it for a while, and then lost your enthusiasm for it, and never got around to finishing it? There are a lot of people hearing this who probably have a room full or even a garage full of projects that have been started but have never gotten to completion. Mr. Ziegler is going to motivate you to finish what you begin. Mr. Ziegler?
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day. John Jones was in New York City. He wanted to go to Boston. He went out to the airport, bought a ticket, and on the way down to the gate, he stopped and saw a pair of scales on which he could weigh. He stepped on the scales, inserted his coin, and down came his fortune. Your name is John Jones. You weigh 185 pounds. You're going to catch the 220 to Boston. Well, that really amazed him, because how did those scales know all of those things? So he said, hey, must be some kind of a trick. He stepped back up on the scale, pulled his hat down over his eyes and ears, inserted his coin, down came his fortune. Your name is still John Jones. You still weigh 185 pounds, and you're still going to catch the 220 to Boston. Well, this really got to him. He decided somebody's trying to play a trick on him. He went into the men's room, changed clothes, came back out, stepped back up on the scales, inserted his coin, down came his fortune. Your name is still John Jones. You still weigh 185 pounds, but you just missed the 220 to Boston. Now, folks, you know, there are a lot of folks who start on a journey, and then they, for whatever reason, fool around and miss the 220 to Boston, which is the train to success in life. Now, a lot of people, you know, start something and then they stop it. What I'm encouraging you to do is not only get busy so you'll catch the 220, but stay on it until you get there. Successful people are those who persevere. They hang in there. So hang in there, keep working, keep optimistic, and I'll see you at the top.
Make a pact with yourself today that you'll not allow yourself to become sidetracked or distracted, that today you will focus on your goals and take steps to reach your goals. Life is a lot more fun when we accomplish what we set out to do. Speaking of fun, Zig wants to give you an opportunity to laugh today. I hope that you are in a place listening to us where you can let out a good belly laugh. I've often heard that if you have the urge to laugh and you suppress it, it'll reverse itself and go down and spread your hips. You sure don't want that. So let out that chuckle as you listen to Mr. Ziglar.
I'm Zig Ziglar with you, encouraging word for the day. What we want to do today is we want to laugh a little bit. Research reveals many positive benefits of a good old-fashioned belly laugh or even a soft chuckle. Laughter is internal jogging, and it relieves stress, and in our stressed-out world, that's very important. A sense of humor is a huge social asset. It's also a big help in the business world. Humor is an asset wherever you go. Research shows that people, especially those who can laugh at themselves, not only experience less stress, but are less likely to be depressed. Now get ready for a smile or maybe even a chuckle or laugh at some of these little funnies. My prayer is that God will grant me the senility to forget the people I never liked anyway, the good fortune to run into the ones that I do, and the eyesight to tell the difference. Now that I'm older, here's what I've discovered, that I don't remember being absent-minded. I've wondered, if all is not lost, where is it? I've hoped the buck would stop here. I could use a few. I understand why it's hard to make a comeback when you haven't been anywhere. I believe if God wanted me to touch my toes, he would have put them on my knees. Yep, something to smile about. It'll make a difference in your life. So laugh a little and you'll live a lot.
Today was all about giving you something to smile about. If you enjoyed this podcast, tell a friend about it. You can go to iTunes and subscribe there so that you don't miss any of Mr. Ziglar's encouraging words. We have a brand new sponsor of this podcast. We are excited to introduce you to our newest partner, Eva. In our effort to support the proud profession of selling, we have joined arms with Eva. This cutting-edge technology will provide a personal assistant for every salesperson in the organization. No additional electronic gizmos needed. One call to Eva and she will handle all of your administrative needs in seconds. Want to know more? Go to our website, Ziglar.com, and find out more about this exciting new technology that will help you to be more successful in the world of sales. This is Blake Lindsay asking you to please live your life to its fullest. I'll be back next week on the free weekly podcast from Ziglar.com.
Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.